You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Attention anyone looking for hand sanitizer. Sanitizing your hands and surfaces is one of the best ways to fight COVID-19. The FDA recently published new guidelines for the production of hand sanitizer during this public health emergency. Most commonly used hand sanitizers are not compliant. Here's the good news. You can now get the hand sanitizer you're looking for that meets FDA guidelines to fight COVID-19. Introducing Halo CV, one of the first hand sanitizers available in the U.S. that's formulated specifically for COVID-19 and meets both FDA and CDC guidelines. Get yours now at HaloCV.com. That's HaloCV.com. Halo CV can be used on all surfaces, such as countertops, doorknobs, and shopping carts, in addition to your hands. Made in the USA, Halo CV is formulated specifically for COVID-19. Be safe, stay home, and sanitize your hands and surfaces with Halo CV. Go to HaloCV.com, and we'll rush your order to you today. That's HaloCV.com. HaloCV.com. Go to HaloCV.com.
It was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every pro on the job has a go-to ladder. The exclusive 23-foot Gorilla multi-position ladder combines all the ladders you need in one. It's also the first multi-position ladder with a project top cap that lets you hang your tools right where you need them, where you're working. And the only place you can go for this ladder is the Home Depot. The Gorilla 23-foot multi-position ladder. Only at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at MyConsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
This Sunday on The Last Dance.
This is something that we never thought would ever happen.
The Last Night.
We're entitled to defend what we have until we lose it.
The Last Word.
If I had a chance to do it over again, I probably wouldn't change it.
The Last Shot.
Bulls down one. Jordan a drive. Hanks fires.
The Last Dance. The final episodes. Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Presented by State Farm, Facebook, and Reese's.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, so all that money's gone, and now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be like the damage that was done to my body. That's going to be there forever. So now I got to play with that on top of that. So y'all got to understand, man. For me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. Like, bro, it's, yeah, man, I gotta get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Dr. Blake Snell. He is an infectious disease expert from the Tampa Rays. I'm sorry.
You know, the more he talked, and we have heard that a couple different times today.
Yeah.
But at first, you're like, okay, that's the fear in his voice. That's the anxiety that you understand. And that's a guy who's really putting his health priority ahead of everything else. But then you realize it really came after his concerns about the pay
yes!
cut. And how he even complained about the taxes before he mentioned the long-term effects of COVID. And
he's really talking about money. But yes. He disguises it by talking about health. Isn't that it? When you hear him say, like, you know, my life is in danger, you're like, oh, my gosh, that is
bro,
so awful.
I'm risking my life.
Yes, you hear that and you think, my yeah. God. But then when you really listen to it, he's basically, you know, hey, they're taking the taxes off and I've got less money. Now they expect me to get more. I just found the impact is a little different the second or third time around.
It really is. Because it underscores the idea that everything has a price. And right now, the price that these players like Snell are willing to play for isn't high enough, and they aren't going to get paid or willing to accept the terms of the owner's proposal. So it sounds more, when you hear it more often, like a negotiation, like it is in the context of two sides trying to reach a compromise. Once he hears a number that is makes it worth the risk, then he'll take his chances with the Rona.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
I found it really interesting, though, Mully. We talked to Ron Coomer, and I do think that it bears repeating what he suggested, because I do think there's a lot of truth in it. The direction this conversation goes, and I'm not saying Blake Snell necessarily, but the direction this conversation is led by the biggest names in the game. If they choose to be vocal, if they choose to take a side, if they choose to try to get other people on their side, the Mike Trouts, the Kershaws, whoever it may be who emerges, the rank and file, the guys who may not have, you know, the profiles, but still, are they're going to follow suit, and they're going to probably fall in line. Do you agree with that?
I find it fascinating, but I wonder if there is a tipping point. I wonder if it's, you know, three guys on our team won't do it. Oh, well, why would I do it? Or if it's the top 12 guys in the league say no, then, of course, people are going to follow. But if it's if it's one or two, or if it's, you know, say and I, just for the sake of argument, I just throw out a name. You know, say it's John Lester or Chris Bryant, one or the other. Mm-hmm. Does that mean the other Cubs aren't playing? Does that mean everybody else is going to pull back? If Jose Abreu says, you know what, I'm not doing this, does that mean the White Sox, all the players, all the young guys that follow him are also out? Like, I think it depends on the numbers and the kind of gravitas that the individual player might carry on a team.
That team dynamic is going to still be in play here, and I would love to be part of either those Zoom conferences or that group text to see how those conversations go and who takes the lead. If it's the Cubs, you're right. Is it going to be the feelings of the 20 through 26th men on the roster the same as Anthony Rizzo? If Anthony Rizzo believes a certain way, who is going to take the lead in these conversations, and how representative will it be of the rest of the roster? And that's why you might have a silent majority that is never heard because of the people at the front of the room and the top of the pay scale who have these needs that they have expressed in a more vocal way.
And in a similar fashion, talking to Brian Scalabrine and Scal saying, you know, you say, hey, listen, look at, is the commissioner doing something good? Is there, you know, and his response is to be amused at the question and tell you that it's really not altruism. It's these guys are making a fortune and they got a nice share of what's going on. And so they are committed to their occupation. They're committed to the financial health of their league. And maybe that's not the same way as we heard from Blake Snell. You kind of combine those things. And it is very amusing. I don't know why I think that look at these guys. They're committed. They're committed to getting paid.
They are committed to getting paid. They're also committed to beginning a season to finish it, and it's not as long of a proposition. You know, the Major League Baseball season, even in its abbreviated form, it's going to feel like a slog to many of them because it's going to be 82 games, whereas the NBA has 17-game regular season and the playoffs. These guys want to crown a champion. I get it, but that was a funny answer.
Yes, it was. And we've had a great show today, a lot of great people we talked to. Really appreciate it. And most of all, we really appreciate all the people that are calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you to those who listened.
Yes, thanks to everyone who listened. We appreciate that more than anything. And thanks to our guy, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
He literally threatened to kill.
He did. And Kevin Zipak can be thanked, I believe.
If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
I couldn't guess. And our thanks to Ray. God bless you, Ray. You do it all, buddy.
Thanks,
thank
Ray.
You.
Obamagate.
David, have a great day.
Have a great day, Mully. Take care.
It's Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
The dramatic story of the 90s Bulls has been the hot topic in sports nationally, thanks to ESPN's eye-opening documentary.
Paxton for three! Yeah!
Monday morning, 9 to noon, we're bringing in three-time Bulls champion Will Perdue to hang out with Dan Bernstein, recapping this historic time.
When Scottie Pippen says that he understood that refusing to enter a playoff game was wrong,
Scottie apologized to us as a team, but to hear him say he wouldn't do anything differently, I was stunned by that.
From behind the scenes, in the locker room, at the practices, and in the heat of the championship run, Will Perdue talks Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, and the rest of the 90s Bulls with Dan Bernstein. Monday, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Bulls.
My name is...
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Every home has have-to-dos and probably some want-to-dos. The Home Depot can help you do both with the things you need to make things work a little better or take care of something you've been meaning to do. Maybe do something to start summer. We have the low prices to make it all doable. Order online and get free delivery on orders over $45. Whatever you need to do or want to do, we can help you get it done. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Some delivery exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Bill Winnington here. During these difficult times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here's a simple thing you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Score reminds you to practice essential prevention hygiene. That includes frequent hand washing and coughing or sneezing into your elbow. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
Music trivia.
The CD is already a media almost obsolete. The first CD was introduced to the consumer market in Japan in 1982. CDs didn't make it to the States until 1983, with the first CD pressing plant opening stateside in 1984. The first two CDs to come off the line were... One was a promotional CD called the Edison CD Sampler. The other, the appropriately named Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
New York Times best-selling author Brené Brown.